Okay, Aaron McCary, the Dundalk goalkeeper, and played for Warren Point today. Aaron, what's made you decide to come to Dundalk?
I think that's the biggest and best club in the country, you know. It's shown that over the last four or five seasons with the trophies and the European run. So once I knew of their interest, it was, you know, my mind was already made up, and, you know, just delighted to get it done.
They've had their eye on you for quite a while, I understand.
Yeah, I think it's been ongoing for a while. There's been a few talks here and there, but I think the biggest thing for me was to go and play some football before I did go to Dundalk. So, you know, so just delighted to get it done, and, you know, it's great that they, you know, the initial interest that followed up on it. So, you know, I'm very happy and looking forward to getting going.
Even at this young age, that you are, you have a huge amount of experience cross-channel at home and international level.
Yeah, no, I've been lucky, you know. I've played for some good clubs over my career, you know, and had the opportunity of being in a few international squads as well. And, you know, so though I am still young in goalkeeping's terms, I've been around a lot of dressing rooms and seen a lot of sites, and, you know, I'd like to think that I have good experience behind me. So, yeah, you know, I'll hopefully add to that experience when I get to Dundalk, and you know, this very strong dressing room there with a great group of lads, so a lot of experienced heads in there, so hopefully I can learn off them as well.
You're going to have a lot of competition, of course. Gary Rogers in the number one start, but that's good. The competition is good.
Competition's healthy, you know. That's what you want. You want you want to be pushing each other every week, and, you know, giving the manager a decision to make on the game day at the weekend. But listen, you know, Gary's done ever so well for Dundalk for the last four or five years. Well, I'm not going into Dundalk for a holiday. I'm going in to play football, you know, and I'm ambitious, and, you know, I'm going to push Gary as far as I can, and, you know, hopefully then we'll, you know, give the manager the decision to make.
The obviously Vinnie Peart in charge this year. Vinnie has a huge experience, and he has much the same side set up. He's bringing in a couple of new players, brought in Daniel Keddy. He's great, you know, he's strengthening the team, and your favourites to push for everything next year. But, you know, the team should do very well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though, you know. Vinny's obviously very experienced as well, you know. He's been Stephen Kenny's right-hand man, and, you know, he's been there and seen it all and won titles as a coach and as a player, you know. But when you've been as successful as Dundalk, you're there to be shot at, and everyone wants to beat you week in, week out. So that brings its own challenges, but you as a group of players have to be mentally strong, and, you know, when the going gets tough, show why you have been champions and won cups and been successful in Europe in previous seasons. So that all goes with the territory of being a successful team.
Before you signed, could I just ask you a very important question? Stephen Kenny was obviously manager. The news that he had gone to the Republic of Ireland job, did that make you think twice?
No, definitely not. No, obviously I'd spoken to Stephen previously before I had signed, but you know, obviously I won't get the opportunity to work under him at Dundalk, but, you know, I've ambitions to get back into the Ireland squad, so hopefully down the line, you know, there might be an opportunity there. But there was no you know, having second thoughts, and I had my mind up and the decision made that I was going to Dundalk, whether it was Stephen Kenny, the manager, or Vinnie Peart, or whoever else was linked with the job at the time. So it was no decision. Once the club said they were still interested in me, there was no decision
and
to be made.
What's the setup for you now? When are you going to join the Dundalk team?
Yeah, I think pre-season starts the 5th of January, so I'll hook up on the 5th of January with the lads, and looking forward to it. You know, it's the first pre-season that I've actually looked forward to, because I'm going in the back of games. So
you're in the middle of your season.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully it'll not be as tough for me. And, you know, I've a bit of a base fitness there, but I'm led to, the lads there are very professional, and, you know, they have a good base of fitness, and they've been doing their own stuff in the off season. So.
And you're going in as a full time player.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was a big part of my decision. You know, I had plenty of interest. And, but I wanted to get back playing full-time football, and that's all I've been used to, and, you know, to get back into a routine of the full-time game, and, you know, challenge myself.
And Aaron, it gives you, you know, that 2 years contract as well. gives you the stability that you need to, you know, build something for yourself with Dundalk.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's 2 years. It's a fair amount of time. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully, can be a successful 2 years, and can push on and do better again.
The league title this year will be very competitive. Shamrock Rovers have strengthened an awful lot, and you have other teams too, like Sligo, whereas they mightn't be on the team, one of the teams that might win the league, but they've strengthened. You've got Pats as well. Waterford have strengthened a lot, but that can really be good for the game.
Oh, it is, yeah. It has to be good for the league. You know, Shamrock Rovers have signed a couple of big name players, and you know, but the Dundalk have set the standard, so yeah. them clubs are aspiring to be Dundalk, so they're trying to go out and find players that haven't been found and all. And that it's quite tough, but I'd expect it to be a tight league, and I'm looking forward to it. As you said, them teams, I think Waterford and shown last year, the first year back in the Premier League after a long time, and Liam Buckley going to Sligo as well will improve them. So
you have a big fan base as well, and I know that the supporters on the various different internet networks, it was buzzing last week when it was suddenly announced that you were coming, so you have a lot of fans behind you.
Yeah, no, I've always kind of had a bit of an affinity with Dundalk, where I played there on the schoolboy football, you know, obviously played with Stevie McDonald, so I've been playing in the Dundalk District Schoolboys League, so like I've always known of the club and would have been up watching them and that as well, and you know, good friend of mine played for the club, and Paul Smith, so you know, I know quite a lot of Dundalk fans and that, so it's just I'm really looking forward to actually playing in Oyel Park in front of the home fans, because you know it's a passionate football town and there's not too many of them in the country.
So
Europe's going to be massive, you know, it's a great opportunity for myself, and you know, hopefully to go and test myself in the European football, but yeah, so it's all good, and really looking forward to the challenge.
Well, listen, Aaron, I'll talk to you during the thing, and best of luck in Dundalk.
Thank you.
Very much.
No problem.
Thanks very much, Aaron.
All right.